AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville says he's ending his blockade of most military appointments. He's opposed to new Pentagon rules that allow reimbursement for travel when a service member has to go out of state to get an abortion.
I'm releasing everybody. I still got a hold on, I think, 11 four-star generals. Everybody else is completely released from me. Now, somebody else might, I think some, there's a few other people got holds on one or two or three people. But other than that, it's over.
Reaction from Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
He held out for many, many months, hurt our national security, caused discombobulation to so many military families who have been so dedicated to our country, and didn't get anything that he wanted. It's a risky strategy that will not succeed. I hope it doesn't happen again.
About 400 military nominations have been in limbo due to Tuberville's blanket hold on confirmations and promotions for senior military officers. A hearing in the House on anti-Semitism on campuses after the start of the Israel-Hamas war faced criticism today from Virginia Democrat Bobby Scott.
While my colleagues claim to be committed to combating discrimination on campus, they're also contradictorily and simultaneously stoking culture wars that can be divisive and discriminatory.
Police say a suspect who fired at officers from a duplex in an Arlington, Virginia neighborhood before the home exploded last night is presumed dead. James Yu was identified by police as the owner of the duplex and the individual whose actions brought them to the home after firing a flare-type gun from inside the house more than 30 times. Former President Donald Trump's civil lawsuit fraud trial in New York has turned to one of the topics that has vexed him the most, the value of Trump's Mar-a-Lago club in Palm Beach, Florida. Testifying for the defense has been a Florida real estate attorney. This is AP News. Britain's Prince Harry is challenging the government's decision to strip him of his security status after his move to the U.S.
The Duke of Sussex says he wants protection when he visits home, claiming that's partly because an aggressive press jeopardizes his safety and that of his family. The three-day hearing in London's High Court is the latest in a string of Harry's legal cases that have kept London judges busy as he takes on the UK government and the British tabloid media. It's not clear if he'll attend Tuesday's hearing. Harry failed to persuade a different judge earlier this year that he should be able to privately pay for London's police force to guard him when he comes to town. A judge denied that offer after a government lawyer argued that officers shouldn't be used as private bodyguards for the wealthy. I'm Charles Delatesma.
Jonathan Majors' former girlfriend told a Manhattan jury he was prone to fits of rage that escalated in the months leading up to his arrest for allegedly attacking her. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.